T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, live living color to Mike Francesa Studios here high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Mike, after that, don't frame Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. A disgraceful sports night last night. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Between the crummy, lousy, stinky Mets, and then watching game one of the NBA Finals and watching the Cavaliers lose this game where they got hosed on this ridiculous overturned call with 33 seconds left by the officials, which was a joke. And then George Hill can't make a free throw. What is it, 80% foul shooter, which is a joke. And then J.R. Smith doesn't know what the score is, which is a joke. What a disgrace, bro. I mean, just a disgraceful sports night.
This is a joke because I'm so ticked off about last night's game.
Oh,
I get a text
God.
Message from my wife, and this is very fitting because it's basketball related. I get a text message from my wife that there's a guy who's doing work on our house, and he had to back into our driveway, and he knocked over our basketball hoop, which is very indicative.
Serious?
Yeah, this is
the
message I get.
Knocked over the hoop?
Knocked over the hoop.
Did he put it back up?
I don't know. I'm finding out right now. This hoop better be put together.
You can't knock the hoop down.
You can't knock it. I was playing yesterday with my son. He loves basketball at 2 years old.
What, JR show up?
I think he was the one. Yeah, listen, there were so many horrible things about last night.
God.
So many horrible things. And there's a lot of dumb things that are getting free passes. Number one, you hit on the first one, and he's not getting a free pass here, and you called it out, and that's George Hill, right? Hit
your damn free throws. Make the foul shot. Come on.
Hit your free throws. Hit your free throws, okay? So before we even get to J.R. Smith being a complete moron, which surprises nobody, I mean, this is a guy who's forgotten to score as a Nick. I remember he did that once a couple years ago.
He does
except that time, he admitted he forgot to score.
He does some of the bonehead things you've ever seen. He really does.
Joe, let's go back. Because every point counts. Every minute counts, even though the NBA tells you otherwise. Because what only counts is the final 2 minutes of the game. BS. Every point counts.
Yep, yep.
How about J.R. Smith against Steph Curry, who's got range everywhere on the floor, going for the steal at the end of the first half?
I know it.
J.R., what are you doing?
You give
Steph Curry a wide open look. I don't care if it's 50 feet away.
The guy's
got a chance to hit it.
Bro, he was hitting some from, like, it seemed like 50 feet away last night a couple times.
Yeah.
I mean, more than once.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know it's the first half. Those are three points. I think J.R. Smith gave the Warriors.
Well, they came out tied at the end of the half with that, too. You're 100% right.
And here's number two. The foul call we'll get to in a second. The overturn call. How about some of the calls in the final 5 minutes? LeBron James gets his arm swiped
at. Oh, my God, yes.
And there's no call.
No call.
So you know what? And you
No
you,
call.
I don't even want to say it because you said it and you're so right. What's another big difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James?
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. LeBron does not get the calls. You got that call, you're 100% right. He got slapped on the hand.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But you go to the biggest play in his game is 36 seconds to go. Cleveland's up two, and Kevin Durant gets called for a charge with LeBron being the guy that takes the charge. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm doing a dance. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, I didn't even know you could review a foul call in the last 2 minutes of a game. I didn't even know that, okay? And I'm going nuts. And they bring in Steve Javy, the old official, and he calls, no, this is a charge. LeBron had the position, yada, yada. And then they overturn the call. 20 years ago, if this is Michael Jordan, they would never overturn that call on Michael Jordan. No freaking way. And to me, that was the turning point of the game.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
There. That was the biggest play of the game.
I mean, it goes from, and Durant hits his free throws,
unlike George Hill. Of course.
So Durant hits his free throws. Give him credit for that. That's all fine and dandy. But it goes from tie game, 35 seconds to go, to Cleveland basketball up two.
Up two with 35 seconds.
It's
Who knows? Completely
different game.
No question.
And, you know, in all sports, whether it's baseball or football, even hockey, we talk about replay. And I think that good can come out of replay. What you saw last night was the evils of replay.
No doubt about it.
Because
when did they, first of all, because you're better in tune with this than me. Yeah. When did they make this a rule that you could do that?
Yeah, about
on a foul call.
About 4 years ago, what they allowed is that in the final 2 minutes, again, only the final 2 minutes,
right,
which
well,
I have a big problem
with. Well, that's
with.
A joke too. Yeah, sure. Well,
and I have an easy fix for it, but we'll get to that. In the final 2 minutes, they can review charge. They can review it, and they can also review, are you in the restricted spot?
Which he was not
the
in the restricted
well,
spot.
Well, Joe, not only
not
was
even close
he not,
to the restricted spot.
And that's the biggest problem. Now, what they tell you is, if we're looking at, hey, is he in the restricted zone, we can also look at, hey, did he have his feet set? Was he in the proper defensive position? They could look at other things, which is a joke, because it wasn't even close.
Not even close.
So your trigger to go to replay with something that didn't deserve any look at because it wasn't close.
Bro.
And if I was dropped in from another planet, would have I said it's a blocking foul? Maybe. But that's not the point. I don't think there was enough to overturn it.
Absolutely not.
Especially when the trigger to go to replay was a call that wasn't even close. He wasn't within 3 feet of the restricted zone.
No question about it. And look, I mean, LeBron had plenty. He was there in plenty of time to take that charge. And then they tried to sell us that he was moving. I mean, come on. He was moving. Give me a break. I could not. I was screaming. Here it is, like 12:15 at night, right? I'm delirious as it is. I'm already ticked from the stupid Mets. Now I'm like, they got a chance to win this game. They're going to steal this game.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And that call, man, I was, oh, God. That was worse than what happened with JR and George Hill to me. That was worse.
It was a different kind of awful. I don't know what's worse. I mean, to me, ultimately, the worst thing of all of them is probably George Hill. Because
he's got to make that foul shot. Now he's got to make the free throw.
And I was thinking about this. I'm a fan, and I've become a fan of this over the last few years, of coaches eschewing the timeout to say, hey, we don't want to allow the defense to get set. Let's go for it. And I like that. And I do. And Ty Lue did that with Cleveland. I think one of the negative ramifications of that is when you have an idiot on the floor like J.R. Smith, you don't have that opportunity during a timeout to not only draw up a play, but to remind the moron,
this is the score. Yes.
This is the situation.
Yes, yes.
And so I really think, even though, again, I'm not criticizing not using the timeout because I like it. You don't allow the opponent to get set. Plus, there's a lot of bad things that can happen. 5 second violation. I get all that. But I think one of the negative side effects is that you don't have the chance to remind moron, hey, this is the score. And then for him to double down and lie about it, dude, come on now.
Yeah, I thought LeBron was going to strangle him at the end there. I really did.
I got to tell you.
I don't know what he said, but it couldn't have been pretty.
I understand LeBron's had everything in life. I get all that. I actually feel bad for LeBron James. I do. He's got a moron like J.R. Smith.
Oh, my God.
I don't think Ty Lue's a very good coach.
No.
He's getting hosed on
good
what
coach.
Was a really good charge. He took. He's giving you one of the great final performances of all time. George Hill is an 80% free throw shooter.
Yep.
He can't hit a free throw. You got Draymond Green cracking up during the postgame like it's the funniest thing he ever heard, that JR's lying about it. And here is this guy, this basketball
guy. I give you credit for staying through the postgame. Because I tell you right now, when they went on that 7-0 run, I knew they were going to lose when they went into the overtime. But when they went on that 7-0 run, 3 minutes to go in the overtime, good night.
Oh, curtains.
Good night.
Curtains.
I'm going to bed now.
There are moments.
I was done.
There are moments against the Warriors where you know if you don't stick the sword in right now,
no doubt about
it's over.
Well, that was it. They had to, that could turn out to be the series right there.
Probably.
I mean, I hate to say that because I could see them getting blown out now in game two.
Absolutely.
I know it's
the Broncos score 70 and they're going to lose.
Yeah. Well, why not? I know it's a regular season game and that doesn't matter as much, but about 2 years ago, the Nets were playing the Warriors. Warriors hadn't lost a game
yet. No, I remember that game. That was the Brooke Lopez.
Brooke Lopez misses this bunny to win it.
Right, right.
It was a tie game.
Even though
at the
it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
But I do remember that. For some reason, I was up watching that. I don't know why.
I think it was a Friday night, actually.
Yeah, probably
it
was.
It may have been.
Yeah.
So Brooke misses.
Definitely
this,
a weekend night.
Yeah, he misses this bunny to beat the Warriors. First team to beat the Warriors. It doesn't go in. We go to overtime. And it was one of those moments where I knew not only were the Nets going to lose this game, they were going to get blown out.
Right.
And it was the same feeling last night.
No doubt
about it. You just knew this is going to end horribly.
Done.
And
No doubt.
It was just so horrible to watch. And yes, we'll admit, we're not liars. We're honest. We're not like J.R. Smith. We don't BS you. A lot of our anger, or a part of our anger, is that
money.
We placed a bet on the Cavs. Sure,
sure.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We admit that. I mean, it's not like it was a Knick game. I mean, you know the deal. I got him at plus 800. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I was screaming. I woke my wife up like, what's the matter with you? What's the matter?
What's the matter with you?
Oh, the pain.
I'll tell you what's the matter.
Oh, my God.
It was great drama. I'll give you that. It's a game we'll never forget, and I bet you it had a huge rating, and there's a million things to talk about from it.
The ratings got to be off the charts, sure.
But the replay thing really ticks me off, and there's a few things that annoy me.
That's horrible.
I believe replay can be good, okay? I do. I believe replay can be good. I'm going to give you a simple fix, very simple. I think to say to the world that 5 minutes to go in the second quarter doesn't matter, but 2 minutes to go in the game matters more, is disrespecting the other 46 minutes of the game.
I think you're right.
So here's what I
would do. I think it's 100%.
I have a fix. Yeah. All right?
You can't review fouls anymore?
No.
Because that would be, I'm good with that.
No, I'm going to allow you to review fouls. I'll tell you why. I'm going to give each coach either one or two challenges they can use at any point in the game. And the reason why it should be allowed to be used early is, let's say LeBron James controversially picks up his third foul early second quarter. If you're Ty Lue, that's worth the challenge.
Sure.
There isn't 2 minutes to go, but it's worth the challenge. Allow the coaches to make that decision. But when you put an emphasis on 2 minutes, all you do is you feed into the critics who say, you don't have to watch an NBA game. You just have to watch the last 2 minutes. That's all you're doing. You're feeding into that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm one of those suckers that watches 48 minutes. And there are moments in the game, and you know this as a Knick fan, I know this as a Net fan. There are moments in a game sometimes where the biggest moment isn't with 2 minutes to go in the game.
No, I completely agree with you. I completely
so
agree.
So I think you've got to take away.
And it even changes with the out-of-bounds plays in the last 2 minutes,
It all does.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So take it away from the officials. Give it to the coaches, like in football, except for the final 2 minutes of the half
and
the quarter.
That's nonsense, too.
Will you say to the coach, it doesn't matter when. You got two opportunities. Use it wisely. And that's how I would fix it. Instead, and this is the thing that's going to drive people nuts, whether you think it's a charge or a blocking falls, blocking calls irrelevant. They went to replay because they couldn't decide on something that was obvious.
Obvious.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
He was not even close to the restricted zone.
No.
You can't say that's why you're going to the cameras, Joe.
No, I'm with you. He wasn't close to the restricted zone, and now you're going to tell me he's moving? I mean, come on. He was there in so much. He had so much time. He was there a good half a second before Durant got there. You got to give me a break. I couldn't believe. And I'm telling you, again, no way that Michael Jordan would have ever had that call overturned like LeBron did. I don't care where the game was, on the road, under the Lincoln Tunnel. It doesn't matter. He would have never got that call overturned. Ever. I'm
well,
disgusted.
You hit on one of the big differences between the two.
That's it.
And
he got every call there was.
And that's the thing. It wasn't just that call. Over the final five minutes of this game, LeBron was not getting those calls.
Nope.
And I think it evens out usually. I'm not a believer in conspiracies. And why would there be a conspiracy? If you're the league, if anything, you're conspiring to help Cleveland. Why the hell would you want to help Golden State?
So
the series is over in four games.
Exactly.
But the calls that could have gone either way, the whistle was not going in Cleveland and LeBron's favor last night.
There's no disputing that. Absolutely not. You're 100%
right. With that said, they should have won.
With
that said, George Hill,
who's
a veteran, who's been around,
who's
been in the playoffs, who's an 80% free throw shooter, has to make that shot.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
And he looked tight on that shot, too.
Yeah.
I had a bad feeling he wasn't making them both. You know, when he made the first one, I'm like, okay, good. And he came up short. He hit the front of the rim.
Nah, it wasn't even close.
It was terrible.
Well, here's the good news. We'll talk more about this as the show rolls on, but when we come back, we're going to take a break from basketball.
The good news, I don't have to pay the money until the series is over.
That's
the good news.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.